Hello, and welcome to a special edition of the Folk Chef's Kitchen, which I'm calling The Lighter Side of Folk. I'm your host, Tom MacArthur. I'm just sitting here sipping on a Bone Shaker IPA and thinking about how some of our great songwriters have always been able to make us chuckle as well as make us think. And we're going to start off today's show with a set of songs with very long titles. First up is Steve Goodman.
Miss Beverly Jones had a PhD in physics, and she went to town to look for some work. Every place she applied, they said that she was qualified to be a secretary or a clerk. The word got out on the day she was born, but she was 20 years getting the news. And the I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going nowhere in a hurry blue. My friend Fred felt lucky last Tuesday, and he took himself out to the track. He was armed with a hot tip and $100 bill, but that boy had to hitchhike back. The horse that he bet on was leading all the way, and then it threw off one of its shoes and got the I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going nowhere in a hurry blues. And it's I don't know where I'm going, I do not know how long the journey will last. And it's I don't know, oh, oh, where I'm going, the future's one big mirror of the past. Yes, and I've been losing so long that it looks just like winning. Kick me again and I'll come up grinning. All my time I spent standing still, it's the world that's spinning round so fast. And it was on a Sunday morning about 100 years ago. The message came without a warning, though everybody told him so. So and so, the last thing that General Custer said when he looked up and saw all the Sioux was, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going nowhere in a hurry to. A fatal dose of the I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going nowhere in a hurry blues.
Well, I packed my bags and bought myself a ticket for the land of the tall palm tree. Aloha, old Milwaukee, hello, Waikiki. I just stepped down from the airplane when I heard her say, wacka wacka nuka licka, wacka wacka nuka licka, would you like a lay? Hey, let's talk dirty in Hawaii, a whisper in my ear. Kika puka maka wawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki, what the heck a mooka mooka dear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian, say the words I long to hear. It's a ukulele Honolulu sunset, listen to the grass skirt sway. Drinking rum from the pineapple out on Honolulu Bay. Steel guitars are playing while she's talking with her hands. Gimme okadoka, make a wish, you wanna poke her, words I understand. Hey, let's talk dirty in Hawaii, a whisper in my ear. Kika puka maka wawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki, what the heck a mooka mooka dear.
Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear.
Well, I bought a lot of junk with my moolah, and I sent it to the folks back home. I never had a chance to dance a hula. Well, I guess I should have known. When you start talking to the sweet wahine, walking in the pale moonlight, Okanoka, what I said, a knock a rocker, says Boombakers, hope I said it right.
Oh,
let's talk dirty in Hawaiian, a whisper in my ear. Kick a poop and maka wawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki, what the heck a mooka mooka dear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian, say the words I long to hear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian, say the words I long to hear. Aloha.
There was a time way back many years ago in college. Don't laugh, but I thought I was a radical. I ran the Hemp Liberation League with my boyfriend. It was true love with a common cause, and besides that, he was a Sagittarius. We used to say that our love was like hemp rope, three times as strong as the rope that you buy domestically. And we would bond in the face of oppression from big business and the deans. But I know there was a problem. Every time the group would meet, everyone would light up. It made it difficult to discuss glaucoma and human rights, not to mention chemotherapy. Ridiculous packaging. So I found him in the arms of a student against the treacherous use of fur. And he gave no apology, he just turned to me, stoned out to the edge of oblivion. He didn't pull up the sheets, and I think he even smiled as he said to me, "Well, I guess our dreams went up in smoke." And I said, "No. Our dreams went up in dreams, you stupid pothead." And another thing, what kind of a name is Students Against the Treacherous Use of Fur? Fur is already dead, and besides, a name like that doesn't make a good acronym. I am older now, I know the rise and gradual fall of a daily victory. I still write to my senators saying they should legalize cannabis. And I should know, cause I am a horticulturist. I have a husband and two children out in Lexington, Mass. And my ex-boyfriend can't tell me I've sold out, because he's in a cult and he's not allowed to talk to me.
A trio of big titles there on this lighter side of folk edition. Dar Williams with the poignant yet pointless crisis of a co-ed. And before that was John Prine. You couldn't do a show like this without some Prine. And Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian. And we kicked it off with his old buddy Steve Goodman and the I Don't Know Where I'm Going, But I'm Going Nowhere in a Hurry of Blues. Well, I'm a big fan of Christopher Guest's mockumentaries, and one of my favorites, not surprisingly, is his folk music film A Mighty Wind. One of the featured groups in that movie was The Folksmen, featuring Michael McKean, Harry Shearer, and Guest himself. And here they've managed to combine the two old folk song stalwarts of the Mining Disaster Song and the Trainwreck Song into Blood on the Coal.
It was April 27th in the year of 91, about a mile below the surface and the warm Kentucky sun. The late shift was ending and the early shift was late, and the foreman ate his dinner from a dirty tin plate. Blood on the tracks, blood in the mine. Brothers and sisters, what a terrible time. Oh, 97 went in the wrong hole. Now in my number 60, there's blood on the coal.
Blood on the coal.
Well, the slag pits were steaming, it was 7:25. Every miner worked the coal face, every one of them alive. The train came round the corner, you could hear the trestle groan, but the switcher wasn't listening, so he left the switch alone. Blood on the tracks, blood in the mine. Brothers and sisters, what a terrible time. Oh, 97 went in the wrong hole. Now in my number 60, there's blood on the coal. Well, the walls began to tremble and the men began to yell. They could hear that lonesome whistle like an echo out of a well. They dropped their picks and shovels as to safety they did run, for to stay amongst the living in the year of 91. Blood on the tracks, blood in the mine. Brothers and sisters, what a terrible time. Oh, 97 went in the wrong hole. Now in my number 60, there's blood on the coal. An Irishman named Murphy said, "I'll stop that iron horse," as he stood athwart its passage, and it crushed him dead, of course. And I hope he hears the irony whene'er this tale is told, that the train that took his life was burning good Kentucky coal. Hey! Blood on the tracks, blood in the mine. Brothers and sisters, what a terrible time.
Oh,
97 got in the wrong hole. Now in my number 60, there's blood on the coal.
Gasp, be my bride, and And I made a living fine. I had a little stretch of land along the CP line. But times went by, and though I tried, the money wasn't there. And bankers came and took my land and told me fair is fair. I looked for every kind of job, the answer always no. Hire you now, they'd always laugh, we just let 20 go. The government, they promised me a measly little sum. But I've got too much pride to end up just another bum. Then I thought, who gives a damn if all the jobs are gone? I'm gonna be a pirate on the River Saskatchewan. 'Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. Well, you'd think the local farmers would know that I'm at large, but just the other day I found an unprotected barge. I snuck up right behind them and they were none the wiser. I rammed their ship and sank it and I stole their fertilizer. A bridge outside of Moose Jaw spans a mighty river. Farmers cross in so much fear their stomachs are a quiver, 'cause they know that Tractor Jack is hiding in the bay. I'll jump the bridge and knock them cold and sail off with their hay. 'Cause it's a hee-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. Well, Mountie Bob, he chased me, he was always at my throat. He'd follow on the shoreline, but he didn't own a boat. But cutbacks were a-comin', so the Mountie lost his job. So now he's sailing with me, and we call him Salty Bob. A swinging sword, a skull and bones, and pleasant company. I never pay my income tax and screw the GST.
Screw it!
It's Albert down to Saskatoon, the terror of the sea. If you wanna reach the co-op, boy, you gotta get by me. 'Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat, barley, and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores.
Arr, matey! Get it? Matey?
Oh, hey, hey, that's really funny. You know, like Louis Riel?
Well, pirate life's appealing, but you don't just find it here. I've heard that in Alberta, there's a band of buccaneers. They roam the Athabasca from Smith to Fort McKay, and you're gonna lose your Stetson if you have to pass their way. Well, winter is a-coming and a chill is in the breeze. My pirate days are over once the river starts to freeze. I'll be back in springtime, but now I have to go. I hear there's lots of plundering down in New Mexico. 'Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. It's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. When you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores.
Canadian Folk Festival favorites The Arrogant Worms with The Last Saskatchewan Pirate, just after Kate and Anna McGarrigle's humorous nod to chemistry with NACL. And we kicked off with a track from the Mighty Wind soundtrack. Just because it's a special edition of the Folk Chef's Kitchen doesn't mean we're still not going to play some Harry Chapin. Here's a track from his live album, Legends of the Lost and Found, which is going to kick off an all-live set. Here's Get On With It.
Close enough for Chapin music.
Yeah.
excitement continues to build. Eat your heart out, Peter Frampton. It seems like 2 months, though I met her tonight. Something just told me it would work out all right. So I asked her to act out what was there in our heads. I said, no need for games, babe, let's hop into bed. I figured that'd get you. And that's when I said, I'd get on with it.
Get on with it.
Let's get it done. Life is made up of moments. Let's not miss this one. I'd get on with it.
Get on with it.
Before it's too late. We know where we're going. There's no, 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 no need to wait. But that's when she says, let's take it slowly. You don't really know me. If we make it holy, maybe it will last. What is your hurry? You don't need to worry. The one thing we know is that time,
time,
time goes too fast. Soon it's working so well. I've got her moving in. All the permanent thoughts already begin. You see, she is the woman that I want for my wife. I say, let's set a date, babe, and get on with our life. And that's when I said again, I'd get on with it.
Get on with it.
Let's get it done. Life is made up of moments. Let's not miss this one. I'd get on with it.
Get on with it.
Before it's too late. We know where we're going. There's no, 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 no need to wait. But once again she says, let's take it slowly. Still, you don't know me. If we make it holy, maybe it will last. What is your hurry? You don't need to worry. The one thing we know is that time,
time,
time goes too fast. But all of a sudden, it came out all wrong. She said, it's all over, let's not drag out the end. If we split up now, then at least we'll stay friends. And that's when she said, get on with it.
Get on with it.
You know it's all done. We've had our moments, don't prolong this one. Now get on with it.
Get on.
You know it's too late. Oh yes, it's all over. There's no, 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 no need to wait. But that's when I say, let's take it slowly. You know how you know me. And once it was holy, don't give up so fast. What is your hurry? You don't need to worry. The one thing we know is that time,
time,
time goes too fast.
brand new song. I've never performed it, this next one, so I don't know. It could be terrible. I'm not sure. But I'm just going to try it out. Okay, here we go. It was a last-minute invitation. I did not have a thing to wear. I ran into the store. I said, I need something black, something formal. Other than that, I don't care. I made it to the theater as the lights dimmed. The first act was brilliantly fun. When I caught my reflection during intermission, I thought, what have I done? What was I thinking? Why was I blind? When I bought this outfit, I must have been out of my mind. I'm taking up drinking. My life is a mess. My good friend said, I know you're gonna love him. I've known him for a long, long time. And if I wasn't happily married myself, in a heartbeat I would try to make him mine. So I figure, I'll take my chances. I mean, really, what harm could it do? Makes you wonder about your good friends and their motivations when something like this happens to you. What was she thinking? Who is this guy? Maybe I will choke on this pork chop and conveniently die. What was I thinking? I mean, what was she thinking? Quick, sharpen this knife. I'm taking up drinking and I'm thinking of ending my life. Ach du liebe. Ah, wo Tatiana. Oh, muy boja. I just threw that in to try to make it like a world music song, because I hear that's going to be the next big thing to take over the pop charts, and I want to be part of it. Oh, it was late. I had insomnia. The TV stair-stepper started to look good. I thought to myself, should I buy it? I heard Bruce Jenner's voice say, yes, you should. And that Snackmaster, and that bald-headed man spray, and that Victoria Jackson makeup kit. Now I can barely get around my apartment. It's so full of all this stupid stuff. What was I thinking? Look at this junk. I can't blame this on drinking. I have never, hardly, I, right now I'm not drunk. When will this end? What was I thinking? When will this end? What was I thinking? This song has no end. What was I thinking? Okay, that's the end.
There was an old woman in Woodbridge, there was, so proper and tidy and all of them things. She would wander all day with her duster in hand. She was one of those women who clean where they stand. And while she is at it, she sings, boys.
And while she is at it, she sings.
And you sing too. Now there's no doubt about it, her house was a show, with everything proper and stowed in its place. And that's why her dustbins had a shed of their own, like a mirror each one of those bins it had grown. You could read every line in your face, boys.
You could read every line in your face.
Now there's nothing the matter with tidiness, no. No matter with keeping your house up to scratch. But these bins were located one side of a yard where a Doberman pincer was prowling on guard. Trained to kill if you lifted the latch, boys.
Trained to kill if you lifted the latch.
Now it's all very well to protect what is yours, and it's better not leaving temptation around. But a job on the dust is rewarding enough, and there's nothing like taking the smooth with the rough. To be savaged by some bloody hound, boys.
To be savaged by some bloody hound.
Now this Doberman pincher would play in the yard, and a couple of old tennis balls was his game. In his make-believe game, it's himself that he saw as the world's only dog with a bionic jaw. And that's when the garbage man came, boys.
And that's when the garbage man came.
Now fate took a hand on this coldest of days for his wife. She had made him to wear a warm coat and to knot up his muffler to keep out the chill. And for once in his life, he had bent to her will. And the dog couldn't get at his throat, boys.
And the dog couldn't get at his throat.
Now when the woman above was drawn to the noise, it's down from a high chamber window she calls to the dustman, engaged in a struggle for life. In a middle-class tone you could cut with a knife, she loudly exclaimed, kick his balls, boys.
She loudly exclaimed, kick his balls.
Now the dustman could scarcely believe the command.
What?
But he didn't have time to request it again. So ignoring distinctions of language and class, he unleashed a size 10 at the Doberman's ass. And its eyes missed it over with pain, boys.
And its eyes missed it over with pain.
Now imagine the silence that followed that blow.
Are you all right?
With the command ringing on in the poor dustman's ears, and as the poor doggy lay writhing around, you could see the two tennis balls there on the ground.
Ooh.
And her meaning was rendered quite clear, boys.
And her meaning was rendered quite clear.
Now I'd like to explain that this dog was at stud, and the dustman was sued for the fees that he'd lost. But it's lucky he was to escape with his life. He went home with a kiss for his poor startled wife, who harangued him for what it might cost, boys.
Who harangued him for what it might cost.
Now, if there's a moral to be gained from this song, it's that innocent language might sometimes sound crude. And as in the case of the carpenter's mate, your linguistic enlightenment might arrive late. And you could end up getting screwed, boys.
And you could end up getting screwed.
Oh, the price of gold is rising out of sight, and the dollar is in sorry shape tonight. What the dollar used to get us now won't get ahead of lettuce. No, the economic forecast isn't bright, but amidst the clouds I spot a shining ray. I begin to glimpse a new and better way. I've devised a plan of action, worked it down to the last fraction, and I'm going into action here today. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for the great receiving line. And when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand up, yes sir, I'll get mine. When my creditors come screaming for their dough, I'll be proud to tell them all where they can go.
They won't have to scream and holler. They'll be paid to the last dollar, where the endless streams of money seem to flow. I'll be glad to tell them all what they must do. It's a matter of a simple form or two. It's not just remuneration, it's a liberal education. Aren't you kinda glad that I'm in debt to you? And I'm changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that grave-receiving line. And when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. Since the first amphibian crawled out of the slime, we've been struggling in an unrelenting climb, lenting climb. We were hardly up and walking before money started talking, and it said that failure is an awful crime. It's been that way a millennium or two, Now it seems there is a different point of view. If you're a corporate Titanic and your failure is gigantic, down in Congress there's a safety net for you. So I'm changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. Oh, when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Harry Chapin kicked off that set with Get On With It, followed by the always entertaining Christine Lavin with What Was I Thinking? After that, we heard from Stan Rogers. Now, Stan's own songs tended to be not that light, but in concert he'd break it up with humorous intros, or in this case, covering someone else's song, such as Royston Wood's The Woodbridge Dog Disaster. And we finished the set with Tom Paxton. He refers to his topical songs as being short shelf life tunes, but his mid-80s song about government bailing out a large corporation doesn't seem that archaic today. That was called Changing My Name to Chrysler. Well, like Paxton, Phil Oakes was one of those great New York-based songwriters who weren't afraid to make light of a very serious issue. This is called Draft Dodger Rag.
Oh, I'm just a typical American boy from a typical American town. I believe in God and Senator Dodd, and I keep an old Castro down. And when it came my time to serve, I knew better dead than red. But when I got to my old draft board, buddy, this is what I said. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I've got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm a-working in a defense plant. I got a dislocated disc and a racked-up back. I'm allergic to flowers and bugs. And when the bombshell hits, I get epileptic fits, and I'm addicted to 1,000 drugs. I got the weakness woes, I can't touch my toes, I can hardly reach my knees. And if the enemy came close to me, oh, I'd probably start to sneeze. I'm only 18, got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I've got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm a-working in a defense plant. Ooh, I hate showing lie, and I hope he dies. But one thing you gotta see, that someone's gotta go over there, and that someone isn't me. So I wish you well, Sarge, give him hell, kill me 1,000 or so. And if you ever get a war without blood and gore, I'll be the first to go. Yes, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I've got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm going to school and I'm working in a defense plant.
Well, I think my mind's beginning to go. dummy nearly crying with frustration. Songwriting just as much as I remain on masturbation. Deserted by the fickle jade they call the muse. She's out there somewhere laughing at me, seeing some go back to accountancy. Oh, mama got the old songwriting blues. And oh, mama got the old songwriting blues. Yes, oh, mama got the old songwriting blues.
Everything old is new again, as the old saying goes, and roller derby has certainly witnessed a rebirth in popularity, rivaling what it was in the early 70s when Jim Croce wrote Roller Derby Queen. Before that was Eric Bogle, whose canon of work makes it hard to pick just one funny song. I chose them old songwriting blues from his album Something of Value. We also heard from the Kingston Trio in their tale of infidelity called A Worried Man. And that set started with Phil Oakes and Draft Dodger Rag. Well, that hour certainly flew by. I hope you enjoyed the lighter side of folk music. I'll be doing other specialty theme shows from time to time, so please feel free to send along any suggestions you might have for one of those shows. I'd like to thank my wife and executive producer June, who enjoys a good laugh as much as I do, and thank all of you for listening. I'll leave you with the Limelighters and Madeira, Madeira. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Tom MacArthur, the Folk Chef, saying talk to you soon.
In answer to a steadily diminishing number of requests, we should like to sing an Edwardian ballad entitled Have Some Madeira, Madeira. It's a song which describes certain of the curious properties of a nauseous sweet wine, and I think we should view it as a courting song. More specifically, a song of seduction, which nevertheless bears the stamp of approval of forces for good in the community. It begins with a waltz-like passage in B-flat major, which has, it's proven itself to be well nigh irresistible to those of us with a history of flamenco rejection. Lagadiam, 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 lagadiam. Scooby-dooby, oobla-dooby, shooby-ra-ha-ha. She was young, she was pure, she was new, she was nice. She was fair, she was sweet, 17. He was old, he was vile, and no stranger to vice. He was bad, he was base, he was mean. He had slyly inveigled her up to his flat to view his collection of stamps, all unperforated. And he said, as he hastened to put out the cat, the wine, his cigar, and the lamps. Have some Madeira, Madeira. You really have nothing to fear. I'm not trying to tempt you. That wouldn't be right. You shouldn't take spirits at this time of night. Have some Madeira, Madeira. Well, it's ever so much nicer than beer. I don't care for sherry, and one cannot drink stout, and port is a wine I can well do without. It's really a case of chacun a son gout. Have some Madeira, Madeira. Lagadiam, 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 lagadiam. Scooby-dooby, oobla-dooby, shooby-ra-ha-ha-ha. Unaware of the wiles of the snake in the grass, of the fate of a maiden who dopes, she lowered her standards by raising her glass, her courage, her eyes, and his hopes. She sipped it, she drank it, she drained it, she did. He quietly refilled it again. And he said, as he secretly carved one more notch on the butt of his gold-handled cane, have some Madeira, Madeira. I have a small cask of it here. And once it's been opened, well, you know it won't keep. Do finish it up. It will help you to sleep. Have some Madeira, Madeira. Well, it's ever so much nicer than beer. Now, if it were gin, you'd be wrong to say yes. The evil gin does would be hard to assess. And besides, it is inclined to affect me prowess. Have some Madeira, Madeira. Lagadiam, lagadiam, lagadiam. Scooby-dooby, oobla-dooby, shooby-ra-ha-ha. Then there flashed through her mind what her mother had said with her ante-penultimate breath. Oh, my child, should you gaze on the wine when 'tis red, be prepared for a fate worse than death. she let go her glass with a shy little cry. Crash, tinkle, it fell to the floor. When he said, what in heaven, she made no reply. Up her mind and a dash for the door. Have some, my dear, my dear, rang out down the hall loud and clear. In a tremulous voice that was filled with despair, as she paused to take breath in the cool midnight air. Have some, my dear, my dear. The words seemed to ring in her ear. Until the next morning she woke up in bed with a smile on her lips and an ache in her head. And a beard on her earlobe which tickled and said, have some, Madeira, Madeira.